Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Matilda with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the newest Godzilla film is now filming in Brisbane in front of the Star Casino. William Street in the CBD has been transformed into a war zone strewn with debris, war tanks, British police cars and armed military extras. Dan Stevens, the lead actor, was spotted yesterday jumping out of a fire truck. He is known for his work in live-action Beauty and the Beast, Downton Abbey, Godzilla vs. Kong Supernova, and will be filming in Brisbane until 23rd this Friday. If you're looking for the best spot to watch the action, the bridge at the Star Casino overlooking the car park has been occupied, with many Brisbane locals hoping to catch a glimpse of the action.
An independent review being conducted by former Queensland Governor Paul Derzerzi is aiming to assess the Brisbane City Council's response to ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. Mr. Derzerzi commended the council's rapid response to disaster relief, stating that the council was taking the review's recommendations on board and responding appropriately. 12 new recommendations have been implemented, addressing insurance coverage for volunteers, putting out disaster payments sooner, and renewing state and federal funding for the volunteer home buy pack scheme.
In national news, after a long and fruitful marriage, the LNP is going through a divorce. Liberal and National Party has split up and the National Party is now considered a minor party. National leader David Littleproud announced in the split yesterday after speaking with the Liberal leader Susan Lee. Disagreements began when the Nationals demanded support for nuclear power and support for supermarket diversity power. Now that the Nationals have been uninvited from the adults' table and forced to the kids' corner, Nationals will now sit by themselves on the bench just like the Greens and Independents. The problematic couple, having split three times in the past, have most recent been in 1987. Anthony Green, chief elections analyst, notes there is no alternative government to Labor and the two parties go into the next election divided. With the House divided, government bills may potentially be passed easier and in future may provide Labor with opportunities to appeal to voters seeking with stability and coherent policy direction.
The trial of Erin Patterson continues in Moorowl, Victoria. If you haven't been keeping up to date with the trial, Patterson faces three counts of murder and one count of attempted murder following a lunch in 2023 where she allegedly served a beef Wellington dish containing deep cap mushrooms, killing three in-laws and leaving one seriously ill. Patterson has pled not guilty, claiming it was a tragic accident. The latest update has CCTV footage presenting to the jury of Patterson visiting a BP after the death lunch, and after she claimed she was feeling ill, perhaps she was being cautious of what she ate, avoiding any contaminated food from home. But who goes out the day after tragic death of a family members? How do you accidentally put deadly mushrooms into beef Wellington? Very suspicious indeed, but alas, the mystery continues until we have further updates.
In international news, Donald Trump has been in conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin over a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. While Trump is enthusiastic about the possibilities of peace between the two countries, Putin has rejected Ukraine's proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. Trump says the newly elected Pope Leo could help broker peace, claiming the Vatican was very interested in hosting negotiations. Meanwhile, the Vatican has not commented. Trump, acting as a mediator, has expressed his excitement of working with Russia after a ceasefire for a large-scale trade with the United States, claiming there is tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Now eyes are on Putin as he makes his decision.
It's currently a chilly 17 degrees in Brisbane, with expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.